ghost wandering. When time is a closing in prism, showing the inevitability of time left next to time that's already gone. Images of did that really happen, playing him like a hallucinated hologram, needing validation of recognition. With the times he ghost wandered through, experiences that healed and scarred into leftover not remembereds. There were the relationships when understanding saved him from himself, gentling him when he needed gentle. And there were relationships where his ego tricked his heart and walked him right on in. Then again, how about some credit for not doing some of the things he should have done when should have done was best left alone?
So, I'm Patty Martin, interviewing John Jadell.
Hello, Patty.
So, I have a couple questions for you, and mainly about youth and how the messages you want to send to the youth. So, what is a message you want to send to just the youth in general?
Well, I hadn't thought in terms of anything as a message, right? But what I would say to young people is basically what I would say to anybody, because I think we're, as human beings, we're all equally at risk in this world, just the same as we're all equally entitled to joy, so to speak. Right? But I think because the youth are younger yet and they've got a longer time to be here, right? I think that it would be very important that they understand the value of their intelligence, and that young people understand, you know, to use their intelligence as clearly and coherently as they can, to think before they act, to think about things, and then, you know, to think to and recognize as much about the issue that they're dealing with as they possibly can, to see things for what they are, because too many times we've been programmed to emotionally react to situations. And we generally react based, our reactions are generally based upon our beliefs, on what we believe this or we believe that. So then something happens and we react to, with how we believe, by how we believe. And I think that's what's helped to create the mess that the world is in today, is because if you're reacting out of emotionalism and beliefs, then that means you can't have emotional reaction and clear and coherent thought at the same time. See, it's one is at the expense of the other. And I think for young people to understand the value of their intelligence, I don't know how coherent I'm being with this, but that was, is what I would say. Understand the value of your intelligence and your own worth.
Wandering in and in and out of blurrings. It was from in a somewhere's distant distance. He heard the crazy old fool's voice calling him, quick pulling him out from a stalking, silencing. It was then when he absorbed into Wazi's dream, beyond shadow stars, into an unshackling of time, ancient chants were rechanting those memories in the being of being and thoughts of feeling free. Any reality of we will always be hunter-gatherers. It's in how we hunt, what we hunt, when we hunt. How we gather, what we gather, when we gather. Why we hunt and ways we gather have changed. Now hunter-gatherers are the hunted and gathered. Hunted and gathered by a technologic predator. Electrical in design, altering the circuits in the mind. All the ways many thoughts can turn and run away. Desperation, trying to run away from desperation. We all have our reasons for doing whatever we do. Sometimes we kind of understand those reasons. Other times there's no explaining what we're up to. Life too has its reasons and lessons to experience. Lessons and reasons as ways of remembering spirit. Rememberings that spirit is being, is energy we use. Human is a form that being communicates through. Energy generated as thought, actualized into power. Hunted and gathered by a technologic predator, recircuiting the energy of thinking into distortions, wiring those distortions into patterns of believing, processing the energy into fuels for their feeding. Using civilizations as a tuning fork, stirring up chaoses, shape-shiftings, fluctuating currents, static frequencies, programmed human behaviors, not remembering the reason, environments that we can't recognize or sense abilities, turned hunter-gatherers into the hunted and the gathered.
So how can youth or all of us obtain clarity of mind after being programmed by this other system and living in this political world in general?
Well, I think one of the basic things to me about clarity of mind, it's got about common sense, what makes sense. See, if something doesn't make sense to you, then don't rationalize and hunt for ways to get it to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, right, it doesn't make sense. Now, there may be things in life that appear that doesn't really make a lot of sense, but if you really think about it, not through your emotions and your beliefs, but think about it, recognize, you know, just think as clearly as you can about things before you do them, right? But in the end, it's if a thing makes sense, it's worth pursuing. If it doesn't make sense, then don't go there. You may, you know what I mean, like, especially like in the political, economic, religious environment that we're in now, none of it makes sense, right? I mean, to me anyway, I'll speak for me, right? But none of it really makes any sense to me. So I try to think in ways that do make sense to me and not get lost in trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make sense, because it's a trap. Because, I mean, most of the citizens in this industrial reality are trying to make sense out of things that don't make sense. They're not going with what intuitively, instinctively, you know, a more coherent way to deal with things.
There's me, there's the other me, there's another me, and then there are the more me's. We've all got a domino to play, so we've been trying to work it out. We don't know how your life turned, or what all that means, but me and the me's, we're not going back. We've already seen what we couldn't do. Any skeletons in our closets, our own private stash of bones, that scream with no choice. There's no scream like the next scream,
no scream.
Reducing the present
like the
into nothing
scream.
While eternity is now, not then.
Who's divided?
Who's divided into what?
Into what?
And how many does that make? There's love that loves, love that fears, love that possesses, love that needs proof. Where's the love that accepts, love that likes,
love
that cares? There's no forgetting some realities, destiny threw at us, and fate wasn't much help with its way of loading the load when we didn't have any say. And it was up to us to carry it. Fear like glue. Pretending isn't pretending. At least one of the me's have seen it all. Each and every one of us wants the glory, but not a one of us likes the way we fall. Afraid is a way of walking when staying isn't an option. Because we've been accused of some things we did and some things we didn't do, and we heard I forgive yous that lie. Me and the me's are looking for a me that will answer to me. So far, there's no me who will.
in order to be, like, making sense or, like, just to acknowledge and try to determine what's going on in our lives, how should youth sort of face the growing threats, like the military is, like, sort of posing on us, or gangs or drugs or that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, being as you're young and you're starting into this, just to, it's the system itself. The military is a part of the system. All right? The economics are a part of the system. The politics are a part of the system. Whether, you know, and how that breaks down into gangs, drugs, or whatever. And see, there's something about the system itself that doesn't make any sense. All right? And at some point in our lives, we all have to deal with it. All right? You know, so how to deal with it is, I think, first we have to go internally within our own self, within ourselves. And, you know, and understand that you're a human being, and understand the value of being a human being, and understand the value of your, you know, your intelligence. Knowing how much power that we have. You're young. See, so this shouldn't really apply to you, but I got a feeling that it does. All right? Is how insecure and bad can you make yourself feel? How low can your self-esteem get? See, and at your age, this shouldn't even be an issue. However bad one can make oneself feel through their fears and their doubts and their insecurities, well, that's power. That's your power, right? We've been programmed to use our power like that and then sit around and believe that we don't have any power. You know, and it's something about straightening something like that. You know, understand your own value. We do have power. We've just been programmed, all right, to perceive ourselves negatively. And what I'm saying, there is no reason for us to perceive ourselves negatively. Whoever programmed that to us, they did it because they're incoherent, right? And they're not clear. And somebody programmed it into them, right? And then, so that's all they know. So they program it to us. And whatever happens to you in your life, it's an experience. Don't judge your life. Experience it. And in the course of that, if there are experiences you have that are not the most positive, right? Well, then, if you don't judge it, but you look at it so that you can recognize what happened, you know, you'll learn from it. And you can maybe deflect it from happening again. Because, see, most people, they judge their lives and their experiences, so they don't learn anything from it, and it just keeps happening over and over and over again. But at the very essence, the very heart of it, there's nothing wrong with any of you. No, you know, you didn't do anything, no matter what anybody says, you didn't do anything, all right, other than to be born into a chaotic, incoherent, perceptional reality. All right, that's all you did, was be born into it. You didn't bring any bad to it, and you haven't contributed any bad to it. But I think most young people, at a very early age, right, get something put into their heads that there's something wrong with them. And there's not anything wrong with you, right? Except, and we've been programmed to perceive reality in that we're bringing the negative, that there's something wrong with us. Now, you know, just look at yourself. Our responsibility as human beings, and we have the ability to go with it because that's what our intelligence brings with us, right, is to recognize the reality of life, not to judge it. To recognize. And to recognize means then we use our mind and our intelligence to look at a thing as many ways as we possibly can. You know, look at it from every way that we can through our thinking process. See, and this will help us to find clear and coherent ways to deal. Because the practical reality is all the problems that we're, that are in this world that we're confronted with now, there are no solutions. The way that it stands now, there are no solutions. All right, contradiction now. But there is one solution. And that solution is we can think our way through it. But we have to bring clarity and coherency. See, we can change, we have to create the answers. See, we can create the solutions to what's going on, but depending on how clearly and coherently we think.
Industrial streets, class lines, money talks.
turning language to paper pieces. Rich man's war, free man society, raging violent insecurity. Nuclear man, nuclear woman, unclear how to act. Rich man's war, Pershing's cruising Europe, America, Russia, governmental nuclear views, industrial allies cutting the world as though they cannot see blood flowing. Rich man's war, Central America bleeding, wounds same as Palestine and Harlem, Three Mile Island in El Salvador, Pineridge in Belfast. Rich man's war, the poor starving for food, starving for land, starving for peace, starving for real. Rich man's war, attacking human, attacking being, attacking earth, attacking tomorrow. Rich man's war, thinking of always war, thinking of always war. With machines for ancestors, new unborn generations, chemical umbilical cords are only wiring. In your electrical progress, human lives burnt offerings to the god greed. With lies for ancestors, there is no truth in some futures. Rulers of minds feeding next generation souls to the control machine. Sacrifice ritual for the prop of technology. With isolation for ancestors, there's only the present, bought by the credit material uses, forging chains binding you to destruction, compliments of your deities, the industrial priest. Face who we really are. Some point we have no choice. Distant star, distant light. In real world, we are human being. In shadow of real world, we are being human. Neon mask for neon flash. Distant thunder, distant cloud. Passion's rain. Drenched in possession, what we take is hard to do. What we do is hard to take. Some ones are crazy, or maybe we take turns dreaming about some kind of life. We say it could have been different, but it wasn't, because we weren't. No matter what, it turns out the same. A lot of things we said weren't true. Industrial stories in an electric instant. Neon mask, neon flash, neon flash. Thing is, nihilistic desires, civilized, gone insane. Didn't imagine it turning like this. Some things start good and go bad. Some things get bad and stay bad. Are we caught in between living a lie or not living at all? Eliminated choices, lost in dreams we let go. Memories we never got to have, something else to think about. Waking up in industrial society, surrounded by angry days. Going through motions of not being. Wanting the best but not expecting it. Surviving paid for in dreams. Feeling like a world alone. Serving God with the devil to pay. Feeling like something in no place. What goes on in hell anyway? Thing is, it has to do with heart. We have to understand what hearts are for before we can get back to heaven or paradise. Or the power in our mind.
In my generation, really, there's very little thinking going on in my generation. We're not a generation of thinkers, and we're not, you know. And I just mean that observationally. Our intentions were good, and our motives may have been good, and all that. So let's just say we had all good, you know, good rationalizations and justifications for what we were doing. But we didn't think our way through it. We just behaved the way the generation before had programmed us to behave. You know, so we were against war and for the environment. We all the right stuff in a way we were trying to represent and find it. But we didn't get there because we didn't know to think with clarity and coherence. All right? Because we had the same low self-esteem and we had the same chaos. So we had the same basic distrust of ourselves. You know, so we behaved by the way they programmed us to behave, the way the system, this is the way to do this. This, if you don't like it, do it this way, do it that way. So we fell into that. So we built our whole thing around how we emotionally believed rather than how we used our feelings to think clearly and coherently. You know, and not that we didn't have any accomplishments, but because we did have accomplishments, but in the end, the way the system works, the accomplishments we had, they were just putting something off. We accomplished putting something off because the system keeps grinding away at the same thing. So we may have delayed something, but we didn't bring any solution. All right? But maybe just through the reality of new generations coming, right? Well, then maybe a part of that putting off the solution, well, maybe what we did do is we brought this generation here, all right? And if we can communicate to them some understanding about creating reality with the power of their intelligence, see, then maybe this thing can still fall into place for us. Whatever the harshness of the environment is that we're in, whatever it is, everything is we've been programmed to perceive reality in a distorted way. You know, I think we should always think of ourselves as human beings first. We should always think of ourselves as human beings. You know, we need to know who we are. See, but because of the way everything has come down, we don't think like human beings. We think like by gender, male or female. We think by class. We think by race. We think by religion. We think by politics. We identify, but we never think of ourselves as human beings. And we can't really connect to the reality of the power of our creative imagination and intelligence effectively if we don't know who we are. We're human beings. Yeah, and to me, it's little things like that, and just daily reminding ourselves of these things that help all the rest of us to synchronize.
You want to know what happened to Elvis? I'll tell you what happened. I ought to know, man. I was one of his army. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibe for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotion. Their music, you know the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how. Which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mack, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves, still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the roll just picked up. I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be Ward in June? And I mean, Father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic fall so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy man and every girl woman. There's something good in feeling like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. First wave rebelled. I mean, we danced even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices. America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different civil war all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat and his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks. His ears getting sunburned told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather, fresh energy, to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. Man, like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
In a way, believe means I don't know. All right? So, and how many times do you hear that as a part of people's conversation? I believe this. I believe that. Why don't we say, I don't know this. I don't know that. Because when we're saying, I believe this, I believe that, then we're just tricking ourselves. All right? It's better to say, I think this, or I think that, rather than I believe it. Because if I'm going to go into the paradigm of belief, then that means I'm not thinking. See, my ability to think is limited by what I believe, right? So that's like putting my thinking in a cage, in a box, right? So it kind of neutralizes the thinking process. If we conscientiously think or say, I think this, I think that, then we're activating our thinking process. If we go with, I believe this, I believe that, then we're not activating it. That means, well, I don't have to think about it because, right? Because that's what I believe. And I think everything should be questioned. That's how we learn. Whatever the problems are and whatever the state of the world is now, so to speak, right? I think that we can change it. I do think that. Because I do understand, in my own perception of reality, I understand the reality of power. Power isn't how we think. See, that's the reality of power. You know, guns and money and armies and like that, those are things that are access to authority, but they're not really power. See, whoever has the most guns or army, they're not going to make them powerful. What this does is this gives them access to authority. Whoever has the most money, see, that doesn't mean they're powerful, all right? They manipulated, lied, they did all the things that do not represent power in order to get to authority. You know, so we make these distinctions, understand that, create our own understanding of the difference between power and authority. See, then we start to get into reality of who we are and what we can do, we can outthink them. I know that we can. It's just a matter of whether we will or not. Is that a... Is that an answer? Okay.
Last Rush in Babylon. Voices catching up. Voices catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down. Falling down. Society a broken promise. Economies war, citizen whores. Political pimps leaving us flat on our backs. Trading today, waiting for the promised land. Roles playing roles, covering every day's fear. Going off to work, having the job done on us. In the eyes of God, building the bomb. Loving thyself, hating thyself in the illusion. Voices catching up, voices catching up. Watch out, child, watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down. Caligula laughs loudly through time, twisting love to get at the sexes. Class is material consumed. Designer worlds create electric impulses. Turning down life, the real goodbye. See it in our face, see it every place. Last Rush in Babylon. Voices catching up, voices catching up. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down. Arms race, jackboots pounding earth, military precision dissecting elements of life, taking apart instead of healing, generals and gods, fascist and oil wells, man images and machines, petrochemical societies trying to hide the sun, jackboots pounding earth, creaking leather boots, dead cows crying in a world turned to a planetary slaughterhouse. Wandering amongst the opulence, wondering what not to touch. Times not knowing, times getting bit, times of temptation, times of seduction. Wandering in the poverty, touched by everything, knowing the bite. No time for temptation, only time for doing. Babylon in terror, world run over by machines, the economics of captured dreams. The rich are the poorer, while the poor are waiting. Everyone pretending to live, calling exploitation progress, calling submission freedom, calling madness profit, calling Earth a plan et, plaguing her with civilization. Alone, we see you in your loneliness. Sometimes we wonder which is lonelier, being alone together or being lonely alone. With no protection that you know of, principles replaced by nothing. The lies becoming desperation, outrageous violence, internal and external, forming distractions from life, making the loneliness a new type of alone. Alone with your machines, alone with your fear, alone with your oppressor, alone with roles played, alone from the past, alone from the future, stranded in the universe, separated from earth, sun, moon, sky, with only God to comfort you while he sanctions war and greed. Messengers clubbing you, heavenly threats and promises, a basis for exploitation of everything, even yourself, giving up together, surrendering, alone.
One of the issues I know that is going on currently with, I mean, I think the whole youth generation is low self-esteem. And I see it in schools, I see it, you know, within myself, I see it with, you know, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things it causes it is it causes me to look up to people, to look to, like, my heroes or to leaders or look up to certain people, you know, that, like, seem to have more power or authority over me or something like that. Who should those leaders or heroes be for us, the youth, rather than like the supermodels or the magazines that we have right now?
Well, I think for me personally, but at my age, because I don't know what to say for a younger people, right? Because from my attitude is like, I operate from the premise there are no heroes. There are people who do heroic things, all right? And I think maybe to remember that. Yeah, I mean, this is just from my perception. I'm not trying to... But to me, there are no heroes, but there are people who do heroic things. And some of them may do it repeatedly, right? Or just once it may come up in some way, right? Or some... right? Because to me, like, people that go and they struggle through extreme poverty or hard times, but yet they keep their family unit together. Well, they're doing a heroic thing. So in a way, that's a, you know, but these people don't have names that are famous and flashed out there. You know what I mean? So that's why I phrase it like that, about people doing heroic things. So it's hard to say who to look to like that, but I'm going to come back to this other part. What makes sense makes sense. If it makes sense, or if they make sense, right, then consider what makes sense. And if some, like, say someone out here and they're making a lot of sense and you relate to that, don't make them a hero. This is somebody that makes sense. Let them remain a human being. Don't create any pedestals, all right? And listen to them. And if they don't make sense, then don't listen, right? And people may make sense about some things and not make sense about other things. Well, then don't judge it. Just recognize that. Well, I can trust these people to make sense about this, but I can't trust them to make sense about that. To me, rather than looking externally, look internal about, I want to do the best that I can do. What's the best that I can do? See, and then you're doing that heroic thing. See, you become that, right? Because, and whoever it is externally that, let's say, you would admire, right? Or put it in that kind of way because of who they are, what they represent and things. Well, then follow as much of that path as you can, right? Because we have to live it, you know. And this whole thing about the supermodels and all this and that, you know, I know it's a difficult thing to get people that aren't young people to understand, you know. You know, because everybody's got this stuff in them that where they're looking externally for something, right? And we can't, not going to make that go away. But what I do find is, rather than try to convince people of anything, all right, rather than try to convince people to go your way, you go your way, all right, and you bring as much coherency and common sense, what makes sense, you bring as much as you can, because this will attract like energy. It'll help you find like energy. See, so look for the energy that's compatible to yours. And if there are these energy systems out there that aren't, don't let them engage your energy. Don't try to convert them. You make the sense that you make. You express your realities and your clarities to the best of your ability. Right? And if somebody doesn't get it, don't try to argue them into it. Right? Because in the end, you can't trust them. If you've got to argue somebody into doing something, or talk them into doing something with promises and sweet smiles and things, right? That doesn't mean you can trust them if things ever really get hard, because then they're going to say, well, they talked me into it, or they smiled me into it, right? Or whatever, right? And then they'll look at it as a... So, am I making sense? Yeah.
From the cross, in the name of their Savior, forcing on us the trinity of the chain, guilt, sin, and blame. the trinity of the chain, guilt, sin, and blame. Hanging from the cross, hanging from the cross, in a delusional grandeur. They lie to us, then lie to themselves, about lying to us, about lying to us. Hanging from the cross, hanging from the cross, in the name of the mother, the child, and the human spirit. Indians are Jesus. Hang from the cross. Hang from the cross. Where the rule of law is the law of rule. The law is a lie. The law is a lie. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross. Their ego empire. The ethnic rich. Their cruelty of class. Imitation opulence. Crumbs that look like cake to the masses. Cake to the masses. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross. We don't care who they think they are. They look like treaty makers to us, making one more promise, so they'll have another promise to break. Another promise to break. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross. They keep asking us, what's wrong with us? We keep saying back, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you is what's wrong with us. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross. Indians are Jesus. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross. In the name of the mother, the child, and the human spirit. Indians are Jesus. Hanging from the cross. Hanging from the cross.
Hanging from the cross.
We weren't lost. And we didn't need any book.
Be real to yourself. Always be real to yourself. Whatever you do, don't lie to yourself about what you're doing. And there are many ways we can lie. We can do it through just self-justification, self-rationalization. Many ways we can bring our denials. But whatever it is that we do in our lives, we should always be real to ourselves. Even if we got to lie to somebody else about what we're doing, right? Always be real to ourselves, because this will help us to find that balance. Because then, when we're being real to ourselves, all right, then that means we're showing respect to that Creator that we're thanking for life, right? It's a way of showing respect. How can we respect our Creator if we can't be real to ourselves? You know, and if there are things in there that we don't, that we're not comfortable with, right, accept that that's a part of who we are. You know, accept all our parts and participate in this reality as a whole. And if there are parts in us that we're not real comfortable with, right? But if we're real to ourselves and we can't live with these parts, they'll evolve out of our thought behavior pattern. If they're there, they're uncomfortable, but we can live with it, then live with it. Right? And just be whole. Be whole as a human being.
Want to know what the truth is? The truth is to know when not to lie, when not to lie.
You want to know what the truth is? The truth is to know when not to lie. Me in the clouds resting up here on the hillside, smoking more than I should, but not as much as I want, considering some kind of worked out sort of compromise. Thoughts loosed, chasing concepts of truthing and lying, with most everyone's obsessing on their own versions of demanded truths in the great condemning of the lie. Still, most everyone's keep playing a game of avoidings in the making believe of if they don't call their lies lies, what is it makes they don't call their lies not really lies? A doing unto others what we keep doing unto ourselves. Something's going on in ourselves that need explainings. Anyway, fears, self-judgments, twist most everything into a blame, a rationalization, a justification, or a denial. What are these things that we keep calling not really lies? Private hidden negatives most everyone self-projects. They through our heads, never realizing what we are realizing. Negatives we've been fed since childhood about ourselves. Lies were repeatedly told until we repeatedly believed them. Participating in life, living in the lies of we're guilty from birth. A way of seeing the world while we argue about who's lying. Abstracting the truth in a righteousness that no one can win, not recognizing the truths that there's nothing wrong with us. The most dangerous lies are self-told, diminishing self-esteem, when delusion takes the places of seeing our own goodness. Judgments devour the sacred, of seeing sacreds from within. The mistakes that get made along the way are truths to learn. These quarrelings about truths and lies get lost in the quarrel. Truths and lies get told and retold until they start to look alike. Carrying the lies we've been told about ourselves as our truth. A chaos of truthing versus lying creates it's hard to recognize. You want to know what the truth is?
The truth is to know.
The truth is to know when not to lie. I don't know if that answered your question, but that's the answer you got. Okay, well, I'm glad I did this. All right.